That was a clip from a piece to be performed during Hope's Journey, a special musical event by Orchestra Sublime. Next Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Chamisal National Memorial Theater. And with me is bassist and composer Jake, also known as June Jacobs. Welcome. It's good to see you again, Jake.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I interviewed you for the first time. I checked my records, May of 2012, and we were commiserating over how the introduction took place. I believe I received an email from you.
True.
And then you told me that it was our mutual friend.
Yes, Nancy Green, great friend of mine, and she called me and she said that you guys had met and that some way we should connect. So that's why I sent you the email.
Yeah, and I later got the chance to interview you. We talked a little bit, and I found out that you had quite a musical career, and you were back here in El Paso after having lived elsewhere and wanted to connect with the local jazz and music community. You were getting ready to perform with everyday people at that point in time.
Right, funk group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And give us a little thumbnail sketch of your background.
Well, Philadelphia born and raised, came here in the early 70s on a track scholarship and put my music aside for probably 4 or 5 years. And then when I got injured, made a transition back. And by that time, I had met Ricky Malachi and some local musicians, Art Lewis. Mm-hmm. And Art asked me to join his group when he owned the Musicians Bar.
Yes.
The one he owned downtown.
So okay.
Worked with him, John Payne, and left in 80 and went to Houston and just had a great experience, met a lot of great musicians, did some touring.
Oh, big time touring.
So,
yes.
You know.
Roll off some of the folks that you've rubbed elbows with musically.
Well, I played with Billy Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, man. See, now right there, the listeners are going, wow, their ears are perking up all over the place.
Yeah, that was interesting. Bobby Bird.
Our Bobby Bird, a different Bobby Bird.
No, this one's from Macon, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in the same town as James Brown. James Brown's best friend, actually. And he was the band leader of the Flames. And when James was in reform school or whatever it was, young juvenile, he got on the wrong side of the law. Well, Bobby and his parents actually lobbied to get James out. And when he got released, he actually lived with them.
That's so, what it takes, somebody that'll take you on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he was a great man. He actually wrote several of the hits that James Brown had. Sex Machine, Lick and Stick. You know, some of these great songs were actually written by him.
Yeah, yeah, you're making me want to go back and listen to my James Brown again. It's been a while.
But he was a great mentor to me. I learned a lot from him.
Now, your formal studies in music?
None. Self-taught.
Well, I wouldn't say none.
I just have big ears.
Yeah, big ears and proximity to some of the greats. Apparently, you have the way of plugging into a community because you've done it here.
Well, it's been ironic because my intent was to hunker down at home in my studio, close the shutters, lock the doors, and just go to work and create my body of work.
Okay.
And I didn't have any idea that I would be presented with an opportunity to actually perform this music.
Mm-hmm.
So it was intervention by some very dear friends of mine who actually went to UTEP back in the 70s with me. They're the ones who took it on to contact Jerry Flood from the Chamisal and say, hey, we have a friend. He's got some great music and you need to hear it.
So. Well, I remember the demo CD that you gave me. I can still see it with your handwriting, Jake Jacobs, written right on the CD. And I have that in my car and I still pop it in.
Wow.
And there's a really charming piece in there with the children's voices and laughter.
Yes, I wrote that for my niece, Natalia.
Yeah.
And she's a cancer survivor. And she was actually undergoing chemo at the time that I wrote that. She was 4.
Mm-hmm.
So
how's she doing now?
She's doing great.
Oh, that's good right there. We get in the interview now.
Yes, there you go.
Well, so we got you back here in El Paso in 2008. Mm-hmm. Now, the group that's going to be performing, Orchestra Sublime, again at the Chamisal National Memorial Theater next Saturday at 7:30. Tell me about the underlying theme, Hope's Journey, for this performance.
Hope's Journey is a piece that we're going to perform. It has Middle Eastern, Latin, African, American, jazz, funk, many different elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that piece from being inspired by common man on a global basis, people who basically are struggling to survive on a daily basis. And I'm always moved by that, but that's how that piece came to be. From the very first note that I ever played on piano on it. And by the time I finished it, it's funny because the first people to hear it in Houston were some friends of mine from Brazil. Huh. They were dancers, and they came by. They had a troupe, and they happened to stop by my apartment, and they wanted to hear what I had been working on. Uh-huh. And I put that on, and they just danced all over my living room. When it finished, they said, "You have to do this. You have to release this piece, because we feel like we just traveled around the world." So, but I always held on to it. I never released it. Just tucked it away and wrote. I probably have written 45 songs since then. So I'm a compulsive composer, but I'm really reluctant sometimes to set this stuff free. Musically, you know.
Well, I'm very glad that there was an intervention. We're going to come back and talk some more about the details of the what and where and why and how. My guest today, bassist and composer Jake, also known as June Jacobs, previewing a performance by Orchestra Sublime titled Hope's Journey coming up next Saturday. We'll be right back.